Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Doubletree, Tarrytown, in Tarrytown, New York, Westchester Talk Radio presents Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers Recognition Brunch. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host for today, along with my tag team partner and good friend Laura Smith, and the mix master Maddie the K, Matt K, and as always our wonderful engineer, my good buddy. I want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Matt. And Robeson. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store. At Westchester Talk, like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can always follow us on Instagram, too. We are at Shark Creative. Yes, it is the 2018 annual recognition brunch of Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers, and would you believe the organization is celebrating a milestone this year? Their silver anniversary, 25 years they've been doing this, and our first guest I'm happy to have with us on set is Sterling Robinson. He is the event MC for today. Sterling, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's great to be here and speak to you this morning.
Tell us about this organization, for those who are not familiar with Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers. What's that all about?
Well, Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers is an organization that has spent a couple of decades, and even more than that, 25 years of preparing young people to become educators, so that we know that the students that we teach each and every day are prepared. And this organization is at the forefront of making that happen.
And what is your clientele like? And there are several programs that are available for this to help this move forward. Tell us about that.
Well, in terms of this case, Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers, their main goal is to ensure that teachers of color or there's diversity in our teaching force. We know in New York there's a diverse population, and their role and primary goal is to ensure that teachers are prepared and students are prepared ultimately. So as much as we have a lot of conversations about how do we prepare young people in today's knowledge economy, their role and their commitment is to ensuring that teachers are well prepared to become the facilitators of learning that students need them to be.
Let's go back to the beginning in 1994. It began as Future Teachers Club Mentoring Program. That's really was the genesis of this whole thing?
I believe so. In terms of Dr. Perkins and what she's done, I think they have morphed from their original form to really becoming the type of organization where they are now in terms of looking at today's students and having the projection of them being tomorrow's teachers. So,
now, as far as this recognition brunch, can you set the scene of what the program is going to be like?
It's going to be fantastic. We have educators, elected officials, leaders in education, all coming together to celebrate the incredible work of Dr. Perkins and her team and their commitment to preparing educators. So it's really a great day. I mean, this is a time of celebration. Anytime you're an organization that has 20-plus years of dedicated service and commitment to education, I think it's a day that we all can celebrate.
And this success could not be possible without the help of the leaders in education, business, nonprofit, and government sectors. They all come together for this, right?
Absolutely. You know, anytime we talk about young people, we know in order for them to be able to be incredible citizens of not just the communities in which they serve and represent their families and their communities, it's a collective responsibility of all of us, not just teachers, it's government, it's anyone and public service and private sector to make this happen.
Yeah, so for the time they come into this program to the time they leave, their lives really do change, right?
Absolutely. How could it not when you have so much investment by so many people, not just in terms of the education that they receive, but the training, the competencies, and we know in order to teach, especially today, you have to master that craft. In a society that's moved, this knowledge economy where things are moving so quickly, we need to make sure that we have well-prepared educators, and it's that collective responsibility, and that's what Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers does, and we're happy to celebrate them today.
So if anybody is interested in learning more about this program, who can they contact for more information?
I say go direct to Dr. Perkins, I think, in terms of contacting her, and they can look up Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers and get the history as well as the contact information for Dr. Perkins and her team.
All right. Sterling Robinson, MC, today's students, tomorrow's teachers. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Absolutely. Sterling Robinson, ladies and gentlemen, again, the MC for this 2018 annual recognition brunch. Again, it's today's students, tomorrow's teachers going on here at Doubletree Tarrytown, and that's where we're broadcasting live, Westchester Talk Radio is. My name is Jim Cleefield. Again, just a reminder, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. More after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good morning and welcome to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Today's students, tomorrow's teachers is the name of today's wonderful recognition brunch that we're at the Doubletree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York. I'm grateful to be here today with Toni Campbell. She's the marketing and communication specialist for today's students, tomorrow's teachers. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about your role, not only for this morning and the brunch, but all around what you're doing for the organization.
Okay, well, I am the marketing communication specialist at TSTT, and my role comprises of making sure that you all know what's going on with the organization. So whether that be email blasts or social media, I am communicating with everyone all the time.
Who are you communicating with? Who are you reaching, educators and students that are in trying to become teachers? Who is your audience?
So our constituents are comprised of administrators, college administrators, school administrators, different businesses around Westchester, and other Westchester affiliates of ours who have been just huge supporters of the organization for 25 years now.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You're coming up to a milestone. Tell us really, from your estimation, when you do messaging about the organization, what is it that you're trying to tell people to get them involved?
So basically what we tell them is a little bit about our organization. So TSTT is so important and it's vital to changing the face or diversifying the face of the classroom. So that's the message that we try to push as much as possible. Right now, only 13% of teachers in America are teachers of color. So we're trying to change that narrative and push that message.
I would imagine there's a lot more people of every background going into such an amazing profession of teaching. So what do you do to recruit other people and get the message out? Like, what is it that they need to hear in order for them to be becoming interested in becoming an educator?
Yeah, so we show them a lot of stats, and we let them know success stories. So here, specifically at the brunch, we have brought in a lot of TSTT alum who are going to share their story this afternoon of how the organization has helped to bring them to where they are today as educators. A lot of them have their PhDs, and TSTT allowed for them to receive scholarships, 50% off of tuition, to go to different colleges and universities, which then has pushed them and encouraged them to continue to be where they are today and give back in the classroom. So, yeah.
It seems to me that you might have to reach this student as they're still in high school to even have them consider what the possibilities are to have their half of their tuition and to be supported by an organization such as yours. That's, to me, it starts early, doesn't it?
It starts really early. So what we try to do is go into the schools, different high schools, and recruit as early as ninth grade, sometimes eighth grade. And we're able to get in there and tell them how amazing they can be if they stay in the classroom, if they keep their grades up, if they give back to the community. The curriculum for TSTT is very broad, and they are still able to do other outside activities while still making their way into the front of the classroom. So it's really great.
And you're reaching the Hudson Valley or the Greater Hudson Valley. Tell us how far your reach is.
Yeah, so we are in Prince William County, Virginia. We are in Greater Hudson Valley, which is comprised of the Mid Hudson Valley and the Lower Hudson Valley. We are in Massachusetts, and that's it. Yeah.
That's a broad broad base for sure. How can people, whether they're students in high school or adults that are thinking of maybe pursuing a career in education, how can they find you?
Yes, you can find us on Facebook and look us up at Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers. You can head to our website at tstt.org, or you can email me for more information at tcampbell@tstt.org.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much, and I'm sure you and the rest of the organization is going to help to change that wonderful spectrum of educators here in the area. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you so much.
And we have more from this exciting brunch this morning, Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers, at the DoubleTree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York. And I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio. We're brought to you today in part by Entergy Center, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live today from the DoubleTree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York. Well, we're produced by Shark Creative, as you know, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. We're at this milestone of a brunch today. It is the recognition brunch for today. Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers, a wonderful 25-year mark that they are kind of hitting this year. So my guest right now is Serena Singh. She happens to be a graduate of Pace University, Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, and we're going to hear all about why she's here today. Congratulations on graduation.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be done? And arts in psychology, what kind of a degree is that exactly?
Well, it's a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology.
Yeah, a little bit louder. So
it's a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, and then I plan to get my Master's in School Psychology. So being part of TSCT, it's helped me shadow in classrooms to realize that I want to do that one-on-one with students versus engage in the whole classroom and kind of help that student do better in the classroom.
I think that's wonderful. When my daughter was in elementary school, the school psychologist played such a huge role in the parents' lives and in the students' lives and just the fabric of the school, really. And so I really applaud you for wanting to do this kind of work. So now that you've done that, why are you here today at the recognition brunch for today's students, tomorrow's teachers?
I'm here to actually engage with a lot of the staff that I had met as I began and just kind of interact with everyone and enjoy being honored and celebrated.
So you're being honored particularly, why?
Because I've graduated. I actually graduated with my bachelor's within 3 years. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And how have you been involved with the organization, Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers? How did you get involved? How did you hear about it? And what are you doing to remain a part of it?
I actually was involved my freshman year of high school in 2012, and I shadowed in classrooms with TSCT. I tutored kids one-on-one. I went to workshops with them, and they've helped me do better in the classroom, kind of how to be an educator, and it's really helped, I think, an experience of how to understand children, so it really aided in my psychology realm that I'm going into.
Were you one of those kids that used to play school when you were little?
I think my mom would say that. Definitely did that with my younger siblings, and they didn't like it as much because I was kind of bossy, but it worked.
Perfect. You're in the right profession. Well, listen, I really am also congratulating you. 3 years to graduate with an arts and psychology degree. That's incredible, but you have a great future ahead of you. Will you be looking for a job, so to speak, like right away?
I'm actually employed at a nonprofit as a career counselor right now. So I'm helping girls in high school age how to find jobs.
That's amazing. Gosh, thank you so much, Serena Singh. Once again, she just graduated from Pace University's Bachelor of Arts and Psychology programs and already becoming a teacher. She was yesterday's student. Now she's becoming part of the school system. So it's very exciting. Thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm Laura Smith, and as we are here today at this recognition brunch, they're hitting their milestone of 25 years. We're going to be hearing from all sorts of people that are involved today, from educators alike, students as well, and people who are helping this great organization continue to change the lives of people and young students, changing the course perhaps for the rest of their lives. I am broadcasting today from, well, the Hilton, the Terrytown Hilton, the Doubletree here, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Westchester Talk Radio, you can find us on our app, the Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can also like us on Facebook, as always. We'll be back with more from Westchester Talk Radio.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental 777-1930 and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Doubletree Hilton in Terrytown, New York. Well, we're being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. Today's students, tomorrow's teachers. That's the name of the recognition brunch where we are today. They're coming upon their 25-year milestone, and it's really fantastic organization, and I'm actually going to read the mission to you right now. The mission of TSTT is today's students, tomorrow's teachers, recruits, mentors, and trains culturally diverse and economically challenged students from high school through college and places them as effective teachers and committed leaders who strengthen schools and communities, and creating a wider, diverse program in schools and recruiting teachers from the time when they're students in high school. It's a great thing. Well, Frank Achetta is my guest right now. He's the district director of guidance at Lakeland Central School District. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Yeah, so tell us what your involvement is and why today's students, tomorrow's teachers is important for you, and what your involvement is today.
We're really excited to be here this morning. From a guidance perspective, we're going to look at our eighth grade students and really try to identify students that are underrepresented and really need that tap on the shoulder and have someone to believe in them. Often school districts do a great job for those extroverted students that do everything, but there's a whole group of students that sometimes just need someone to believe in them. So we're really excited to be part of this program. We're identifying, from a guidance perspective, we'll be identifying students and then trying to get them into the program. There's an interview process. And I'm excited from my level because I'll be working with the local colleges that provide scholarships and really mentor these students and hopefully get them back into the district as teachers.
So that's really it. How early do you start?
We're identifying students now, currently in eighth grade and some in ninth, because it's our first year. So it's a program that will go through high school. And we're identifying the teachers and the staffs that will be mentoring, and we're really excited. So Again, it's a four-year program. We have two high schools. All our students go to one middle school, Lakeland Copper Beach Middle School, and then we'll have 10 students going to Walter Panis and 10 students going to Lakeland. And then we'll, again, we're excited to mentor them through the process, and from my perspective and from my end and the counselor's end, get them ready for college.
And when you do this, this is starting 8th grade, 9th grade, what is the success rate, for lack of a better word, for some of these students to actually go through your home mentoring program and then eventually go through the college process and then truly become educators? What is it, a good rate?
We're just starting. We're actually a returning district. We participated years ago. So we're new to this. We will see. At the end of the day, from just the statistics, and Dr. Perkins can speak to how many students actually go to college to be an educator. So we'll be identifying students that we feel have that potential, that, again, need that tap on the shoulder and that mentorship. To me, the key is the mentorship. They're being mentored not only through high school, but through college. And everyone needs help, you know, even for the simple tasks of developing a resume, how to interview, what questions to develop. To me, that's the power of this program, is that once they're identified and accepted into the program, they are mentored through college graduation. So again, from a perspective of how successful, it's our first year after many years, so stay tuned.
Absolutely. And I have a feeling you will be very successful. It's such a worthy program, and some lucky students are really helping to have their futures mapped out for them. Thank you for what you do on behalf of the young people in our community here.
Well, again, thank you very much. And at the end of the day, it's believing in a student and really just making a difference. And if we can make a difference, that's all it's about.
Frank Achetta, District Director of Guidance at Lakeland Central School District. Good luck with the program. I'm Laura Smith, and we are here today, today's students, tomorrow's teachers. It's the recognition brunch, and lots of really wonderful people who really care about education, about students in general, just personally and professionally, and a fantastic organization creating diversity in the educational space. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live today from the DoubleTree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York. We're being produced today by Shark Creative, and we are made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Today's wonderful brunch it's a recognition brunch, actually, and part of a 25-year celebration of this organization. Today's students, tomorrow's teachers, and it's really, the focus is celebrating the vision. And so my guest right now is the founder, the president, and the CEO of Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers, Dr. Betty Perkins. Welcome and congratulations on your milestone.
Well, thank you. It's a beautiful day, and it's a pleasure to be here with so many people to help celebrate the vision of growing the next generation of teachers, especially teachers of color.
Absolutely. So I just got goosebumps thinking about it, how you are really pioneering and spearheading this opportunity for people and young people in our area. I heard as early as eighth grade, your organization starts pinpointing kids who might be a good fit for the education, not only process of going through college, but then becoming educators themselves.
Absolutely. We have found that most of the teachers make their decision to become teachers before going to college. So it makes perfect sense to get our young people interested in this noble profession very early on. And so, yes, we have a movement called the Student Leadership Movement. I like to call it a movement because it is a progression from eighth grade to high school, through college, and all the way back into the classroom. So it is a movement. It's a movement of growing caring, committed, and competent teachers.
And how successful has today's students, tomorrow's teachers, been in really promoting the next wave of more diverse educators? Tell us your success rate.
Well, I started this organization almost 25 years ago with seven little students on a bus in one school district here in Westchester County in the Ossining School District. And now we have grown from those seven little students to almost 1,000 students in four states representing about 50 schools. And the most important thing is there are about 170 students turned teachers who are now teaching in classrooms in about eight states across the country. And it's amazing what can happen when we all work together, when the business community and school districts and colleges, students and parents can all work together and focus on our students. This is what you can get. You can get real success, and we are creating caring, committed, and competent teachers. They embody our past, they are our future, and they are the next generation that we all must rely on.
What is the spark you look for, a criteria, so to speak, when you see a little eighth grader or ninth grader who you think might have promise for this sort of fast track to, not fast track, but definitely a track and journey towards becoming an educator? What are you looking for in these students, or what is it that you see in some of them that end up becoming the diverse educators that you're talking about?
Well, you never know. You just look for someone who just might have leadership potential. You really don't know. So it is our job to mentor and train them and expose them to the profession. And what we see is they discover something about themselves. When they are mentored, they discover their self-esteem builds and they grow and they say, yes, I can do this. And this is what we want. We want to just take a student who just is a student in a classroom who cannot see themselves even being a teacher, even thinking about going to college. Most of the students in our program are economically challenged. Most of them are first generation to go to college. And so how do you spark, how do you get a student like this motivated so that they say, oh yes, I can become a teacher? And this is what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating all of these students who sat in the classroom, who thought that they could never, ever go to college, and even who thought that they could never be a teacher. And now we're celebrating today teachers, tenure teachers, students who have earned master's degrees, and even students who have earned doctorate degrees.
Like you, Dr. Betty Perkins, what an amazing, wonderful legacy you are creating here and have created for so many people as the founder, president, and CEO of Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers. Thank you. I just feel like you are doing good work, God's work here. It's amazing.
Yes, it is God's work. It's purpose, it's passion. And I feel that, you know, this is a calling. I have this Perkins principles, and it's all P's, and it's pray for purpose. When you pray for purpose, it will unleash passion. And passion is what drives success. So I live by those principles.
I think everybody could use some of Perkins' principles in their lives, because it's for educators and young people and everybody, really, truly. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's my real pleasure, and I'm so honored to be here today, and I want to thank all the sponsors and thank Shark Creative for the opportunity to be here to have us express ourselves on live radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's our privilege indeed. And I'm Laura Smith. This is Westchester Talk Radio. From today's students, tomorrow's teachers, the 2018 Recognition Brunch, celebrating the vision and what a vision it is. We'll be right back with more. Don't go away.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Doubletree Hilton in Tarrytown, as we're here for the annual recognition brunch for today's students, tomorrow's teachers, going on today. It's the 2018 edition, and they're celebrating the vision, and they're also having more reason to celebrate. It's their silver anniversary, 25 years they have been doing this wonderful work. And I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host, along with my tag team partner, great friend Laura Smith, and the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mac Kane, our great engineer, my good buddy. I want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McKell Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. And joining us now, our very next guest, we have with us Dr. Letitia Payne. She's a secondary special education teacher in the Ossining School District. Good morning to you. Nice to meet you.
Good morning. Very nice to meet you as well.
What brings you out here today for this fine event?
Well, I was told that I'm going to be honored today for the Trailblazer Award.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And what was your reaction when you found out you were going to get this honoree?
Oh, I felt so blessed to be honored for this Trailblazer Award. I just recently received my Doctor of Educational Leadership, and I've been working with TSDT since I was 15 years old.
15 years old, so you've been working for a good chunk of the time that they have been in existence, right?
Yes, I believe I was in the second cohort of students coming in from Walter Panis High School.
So tell us more about the work that you do in the Ossining District. How you make a difference in students' lives?
Well, I am a classroom teacher, secondary classroom teacher for special education. I've been working with all populations of students with special needs. In addition, I also am the chairperson for Response to Intervention. So I have the opportunity not just to work with special education students, but to work with general education students that struggle as well. And we work together as a team of administrators and teachers to help provide the necessary academics and behavioral services for all the students.
Take us back to the very beginning, some 15 years ago when you first came to TSTT. What about from that time you entered the program to the time you are now, all these years later?
Well, there's a running joke with Dr. Perkins and I, the leader of this TSCT program, that originally I thought I was going to be a school psychologist. And as I started tutoring students and working directly with students, I realized that I wanted to work more with them academically. And since then, that's what I've been doing. I love working with children. And soon I'll be working with adults as well to help them to support students with teaching and learning.
In other words, those that are going through challenges like you did, I'm sure at the very beginning of becoming better students and perhaps better teachers down the road, right? That's what this is all about.
That's just right. You want to make sure that the classroom environment is just right for all students. It's differentiated. It's best for their learning styles and their learning needs.
Now, let's get into the fact you do special ed. So you're talking special needs students that you particularly work with?
Yes, I work with the spectrum of students. So I work with autistic students, students with learning disabilities, students with speech and language needs. In our school district, we have many children who are classified special education students, as well as ENL learners, English as a second language. And I work with all the students to provide them with what they need.
And I would imagine it's that much more challenging with special needs students because they are on the spectrum and they need a little extra attention as opposed to those who are in the mainstream.
That is correct. So in the classroom, we design programs that are small and more one-on-one with the students to assess what they need, and then we design programming around whatever it is that they need.
How does it feel to be a trailblazer? I mean, that's very special, that title. I mean, when you think about it.
Well, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around, you know, what exactly trailblazer is to TSTT, but I know the definition of trailblazer is someone that starts things off and inspires others. And all my life, I've been trying to inspire my students, inspire my family members, because I have two brothers and one sister that come after me. And I know that when they see that I have gone through the gamut of education all the way to become a doctor, they can do it too.
So, to say the least, you are grateful to TSTT for bringing you here and not only changing your life, but again, making a difference in kids' lives. And really, I guess being a trailblazer, we can say you are a pioneer in this in some respect.
Wow. It's funny to hear that. But yes, I think that when you are someone that's going out there and, you know, putting yourself forward and others are seeing you, they can also know that they can do it too.
Well, you do make a difference. Well, Dr. Payne, we appreciate you having with us. Congratulations on all your accomplishments and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, and TSTT.
Welcome. Again, that's Dr. Letitia Payne. She is secondary special education teacher in the Ossining School District, one of the honorees for today's annual recognition brunch. Again, this is Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers, the 2018 edition going on here at Doubletree Hilton in Tarrytown, and that's where we're broadcasting live. My name is Jim Cleefield. Just a reminder, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside for the short break. More right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live today from the Doubletree Hilton in Tarrytown. We're here for Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers 2018 Annual Recognition Brunch. My name is Jim Cleefield, your co-host for the proceedings, along with my tag team partner, great friend Laura Smith, and my good buddy, the mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCain, our wonderful engineer. Wanted to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Matt. And just to let you know, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store, Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram, too. We are at Shark Creative. Celebrating the Vision is the theme for this year. And did you know that Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers turns 25 this year? They're celebrating their silver anniversary. What a way to do it here at this event. And I'm joined right now by another honoree. She is the winner of the Pioneer Award for this year. We have with us Dr. LaRuth Gray. And she is currently senior advisor to the Executive Director Scholar in Residence at New York University. And Dr. Gray, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What was your reaction when you were told you were the winner of this award, the Pioneer Award? I mean, that speaks volumes to somebody who starts something, right?
That's fun. Actually, it was really fun. As the kids on the street said, it's actually dope. Really nice.
Now tell us more about what you do in your current role here.
Well, I had been at New York University when I left the county as a superintendent of schools. with a center called Metropolitan Center for Urban Education, later transferred to Metropolitan Center for Transformation of Schools and Equity. I was deputy director there for a long time, and then recently, not so recently, 4 years ago, I just decided it was time. I'd been in administration for a long time, and I didn't want to do that. So the dean said, we'd like you to stay, and so they made me scholar in residence. In that role, I actually do advise students. I'm writing, and I advise the executive director.
And what does this all mean in your connection with TSTT and the fine work that they do? They've been around now for 25 years and continue to do some great work, helping students become those future teachers.
I actually knew the founder as a student in my class at the college.
Is that right? Dr. Betty Perkins, who was the founder of that and the great work that she does here. We just talked to her earlier. So she was an influence on your life and what you do, right?
Yes, she was. And actually, I've kept in touch with her over the years, and she's followed my career, and I've followed hers, and we've interacted and intersected on various projects and activities.
Yeah. So tell me where your work is going from here now. I mean, having won this award, where do you see things going for you from here on? Out.
Well, as I said, I'm writing a book and just being active in the Westchester community. I'm on a couple of boards and I try to be supportive of that. And then the other part is just enjoying my grandchildren.
And you have a wonderful list of publications from the No Child Left Behind Act, Threats and Opportunities, Journal of Negro Education, so many of these wonderful things, right?
Well, as I said, now I'm trying to take, those are articles, those are journal pieces, and so I've got this book in my head, and I'm trying to work on it.
And you keep writing that book, right?
Yes, oh yes, yes.
Many more chapters to be written, I would
say,
right?
Yes, yes. But I've had fun doing the research. It's been great fun.
Well, when you do something you love, I mean, that means something. And when you're making a difference in people's lives, it's just that much better.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Dr. Gray, congratulations on your honor, the Pioneer Award with TSTT, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. LaRuth Gray, winner of the Pioneer Award here at Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers annual recognition brunch going on here at Doubletree Hilton in Tarrytown. That's where we're broadcasting live today. This is Jim Cleefield. Just a reminder, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back with more of the show right after this.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, broadcasting live from the Doubletree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York today. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Today we are at a wonderful brunch. It's a recognition brunch, 2018, a 25-year milestone for Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers. That's the name of the organization. And really, it's a focus today on celebrating the vision of Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers. And I have with me today Nicole Cherias. She's a 10-year teacher and a Perkins Scholar Award. Perkins, as in Betty Perkins, who I know is the founder, the CEO, and the president of Today's Students, Tomorrow's Teachers. Congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you very much.
So let me ask you, when did this all begin for you? When were you approached to possibly take part in what is this incredible journey that young people take to become a teacher, but through this particular organization?
Well, it was my senior year of high school, which was 2003, 2004. So it's a long time ago, but that's when I started. The program was presented to me when I was a senior, and I went for it. I applied for it. They accepted me, and that's pretty much how it started. And I loved every part of it, and I was able to really get into my student teaching my senior year of high school. It gave me the opportunity to really get in the classroom. So I knew what I was getting into, and I still love it to this day.
So you decided that you wanted to become a teacher, and I know that part of the mission of today's students, tomorrow's teachers, is to create a more diverse workforce, diverse educators. And so why were you chosen?
Well, I am a heritage speaker. My father is Puerto Rican and my mother is Irish. And it was just something that I really wanted to be part of, and I was able to be part of, and I'm very grateful for that.
So what are you teaching?
Español. I teach Spanish.
That's wonderful. It's truly interesting because you look like an Irish girl, and yet you've got a beautiful background. So as a Spanish teacher, especially now, I mean, this is really so mainstream that students are learning dual lingual, and then also for people who come here and then need ESL. Are you part of that program as well?
I'm not currently in ENL or certified for ENL, but it's something that I'd like to pursue in the future. But also you have sometimes native students in your class, native speaking students, and you really get to differentiate your lessons with heritage speakers, native speakers, and then students of completely new to the language. And it's awesome trying to do that in class and really be able to differentiate and teach them.
Did the organization help you through college in any way? How was it? Did they mentor you? Did they help you with any scholarships? Today's students, tomorrow's teachers. How integral were they for you in getting your education degree?
Pretty much the experience that I had. It took me, there was a little hiatus of me actually keeping in contact with the program. But the experience I had with the program, that's always stuck with me, no matter what. So even if it was a long time since I had any contact with the program is that important and that long-lasting that it didn't matter.
It's wonderful. So already 10 years for you. You've been teaching since being very young. And what is the future for you? And are you giving back to the organization in any way?
I guess the future for me is just keep doing what I love, teaching, you know, possible looking into other certifications like ENL, maybe even doing a dissertation at some point. So, you know, it's very open for me.
Well, congratulations to you, and thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
I'm Laura Smith, and Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live from the Hilton today in Tarrytown, New York, for today's students, tomorrow's teachers, a really beautiful organization. This is their vision. It's to strive to become the national career development model that addresses teacher shortages and increases the number of culturally diverse educators and other professionals. And indeed, it does do that. And today, they are celebrating that vision. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live from the DoubleTree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York. Today is the 2018 Recognition Brunch for today's students, tomorrow's teachers, a really incredible organization that for the past 25 years has been helping to identify at a young age students who would be a good fit for the educational track in terms of becoming teachers and educators in their future. And they've have so many success stories, but we're grateful to be here today as people are getting awarded for many different things. And today, Antoinette Watkins is being awarded as one of the 10-year Perkins Scholars. Thank you very much for being here, and congratulations, 10 years.
Thank you. Good morning. Yes, I can't even believe myself it's been that long.
So at what age were you when today's students, tomorrow's teachers approached you?
I was in high school, so I attended my friend high school. Probably it's about my freshman or sophomore year that I joined the program, and since then it has been wonderful. While I was in high school, they would always bring us to different colleges and universities for us to visit, so that we can see, you know, where we might want to go and stuff like that. So it's been a wonderful journey.
Incredible. So as you were a young person, did you think of becoming a teacher, or is this something that just sort of occurred to you because they saw something in you and they mentored you? How did it all happen?
Well, actually, I always wanted to be a teacher from since I was maybe 5 or 6. It was so funny. My dad, he purchased me a chalkboard. So my best friend that lives right next door to me, we will always play school. So that's something I always wanted to be. I just didn't know what kind of teacher that I wanted to be. So in high school, we would go visit these different schools. And then while I was in college, at first I said, okay, I definitely would love to work with the younger kids. So interdisciplinary was what I majored in when I first attended Virginia State University. And I kind of found myself like a little bit lost a little. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm taking these classes and I'm finding myself lost. How can I teach other students, you know, this information if I'm myself lost? So I went to my advisor and we spoke, and she asked me, you know, a couple of things of what I did in high school, what I love to do. And I told her I always played sports. I ran track and field all 4 years in high school. She said, well, have you ever thought about being a physical education teacher? And I said, no. So I took one course, and after that, it's been wonderful. So I did my bachelor's at Virginia State University, and then I graduated, and I came up here in New York, and I attended Manhattanville College, and I did my master's there, and I'm certified physical education teacher in the South Bronx. So,
oh my goodness, that's incredible. I have goosebumps. That's an amazing story. So a phys ed teacher in the Bronx, is it challenging, or is it something that you absolutely love? Are you seeing students with a lot of promise? Today's students, tomorrow's teachers, are they working with anybody in your school?
At the moment, I'm not sure if they work with anybody at my school, but it has been a journey, as I said, and it is wonderful. There are some kids, sometimes they are challenging there because sometimes the might not have enough equipment, or the space is very limited, as you know, in the city. So it is challenging at times, but I love the challenge because it makes me think outside the box and brings new things to the table to teach the students and stuff like that. And it pushes my development as well.
That's incredible. I probably was the world's worst. I used to get close to failing marks in phys ed, if that's even possible, but I just was not adept whatsoever. So I think if I had had a teacher like you, it might have made a difference.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So definitely that at the school that I work at, you know, they are used to always doing the traditional sports, which is like basketball, football, volleyball. So there I do try to implement other activities as well, because, you know, some kids, they do have special needs students there as well, kids who have IEP. So I definitely, when I plan my lesson or my curriculum, I definitely will implement how to educate for all the students. If a student maybe is, you know, very active, or maybe if someone they can't see too well, if, you know, with their if they have occupational services, you know, I try to always plan my lesson towards that. So I will have like various sizes of equipment, make sure I have something that they can read, that they can always refer back to, and just always demonstrating and always asking them, do you understand? And, you know, I'll do it over again and stuff like that.
So sounds like very personalized attention these lucky students receive from you, Antoinette.
Yes, they do. And I also try to bring a new activity to them that's that maybe they're not aware of. Like recently this year, I bought into them Zumba slash dance fitness. So a lot of the kids, they were like, what is this? And but you know, it was surprising that more of the males actually participated in the Zumba lesson than the females, so which was awesome, and they loved it. So I would, you know, encourage them, like, listen, you know, everybody does this, not just only for a certain type of people or only for females. Everybody does it. Professional athletes do it, you know, in the off season, just to make sure that they stay in shape and stuff like that. So they were very open towards it, which I appreciate.
What a great idea. Zumba, I probably wouldn't have failed. That's one thing I do enjoy. Thank you so much and congratulations. 10 years already on in your wonderful career of being an educator, Phys Ed. Thanks, Antoinette.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
And I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio. It's been a wonderful morning here at the Tarrytown Hilton, the DoubleTree Tarrytown Hilton, at what is the 2018 Recognition Awards Brunch for today's students, tomorrow's teachers. Really an incredible organization, bringing diversity into the education arena. All this being made possible today by Shark Creative, our producers, and all our wonderful sponsors today. Thank you so much from Westchester Talk Radio, and thank you to Matthew, our producer, Matthew Kyan, and also Jim Cleefield, who was here interviewing people as well. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark Creative.